So let's close our eyes and put our attention inward. The moment we close our eyes, we will be connected to our inner world, the world within. The world of thoughts, emotions, visions, ideas, memories, nothingness, divine beings, people in our lives, our past, our present, our future, is all swirling around within us. Darkness, light, good, bad, happy, sad, all of this is us. The world within. Now we're going to call on Ganesha, who is an elephant-headed archetype, who has the ability to dissolve everything, to dissolve the storyline that exists within us and outside of us at this point in our lives. That ability to dissolve that layer of consciousness, what we're conscious of at this point in time, will be removed through his grace and blessings, because that's what he does. When we call on him, imagine yourself releasing boundaries, internal boundaries surrounding or encapsulating areas of our life that have been painful, or about ourselves that have been creating obstacles to success. Allow this energy to be there. We haven't even called on him, but you can feel there's something happening. Now, putting your attention at the base of the spine, you're going to feel it even more, moving through the legs. And if you can, imagine an orangish reddish light. That will help to go deeper into that situation. Where things will be dissolved away, the energy won't be so stuck or sticking to you that's causing you pain and suffering on any level. Now we'll invoke Ganesha, imagining that orangish reddish light doing its thing from about the waist down. So take your time to feel it as if it was liquid light. Wherever it's a bit stuck, put your attention there. Allow it to dissolve away, that feeling of being stuck or blocked. And then move on. Swirl it around. Up and down the legs, the feet, and up to the base of the spine. Front and back, sides, inside. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, as you hear the seed sound, or bija in Sanskrit, means the seed sound for Ganesha, you feel the vibrations going with the reddish-orangish light through the base of the spine and all the way down to the toes and back up. Gum. 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 Gum is a very simple sound that will give you tremendous breaks in life. It will break through barriers, obstacles, boundaries, layers of stuck consciousness. It will break you free from patterns of behavior that are creating separation from your higher self and also from others who are trying to help you. Gum. 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 Now imagine the areas in your life that you have obstacles, and you just observe them as you would an audience member watching a movie of your life. You're just observing it. You're wondering, wow, how did that get there? Or, geez, you know how it got there. How is that person going to get out of it? And just observe it. And then allow the sounds, vibrations, and the color, the reddish-orangish light. If you know the archetype Ganesha, you can imagine that form dissolving or breaking down the situation where the scene can change into a better, more fun-loving, more rewarding, peaceful, enlightened state for you, the character in your life, the movie of your life. The scene can change with Ganesha's energy. Feel it in your legs, getting you unstuck, taking the steps that you need to take to create a better image or scene in your life. Take the time to imagine that, image it, imprint it. Feel what you would feel like if everything was going smoothly for you and people around you were patting you on the back and saying, you did it. Congratulations. Gum. 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 Now that the energetic obstacle has been released, put your attention in the base of your spine and allow this lightness, this weightlessness, or the ability to sense feeling a little bit lighter, is going to help to raise your consciousness from the base of your spine all the way up as it's piercing the navel, the heart, the throat, the third eye, which is the midbrain, the middle of your brain, piercing the top of the skull, and then opening up to the vast opportunities that are available so that you can draw on that support energetically and then integrate that into your being. So we'll activate the chakras starting from the base of the spine so that it will pull in all the comfort that you need, the support that you need, the love that you need, the money that you need, the friends, the family that you need at this moment in time, the job that you need, the career move that you need, the promotion, the hobbies, the interests, the spiritual breakthrough that you so long for, the bliss, connection to God. Feel it in all the chakras as we pull it from within and all around us. Starting at the base of the spine. Feel that energy of awe radiating out. Move your attention up to the chest area. Feel the energy radiating out, breaking through barriers that are harming your heart, and the related emotions at the level of the heart. Now move into the throat. Feel the throat. Ma. Going deep into the throat, we'll see what we're not awake to. Everything that is stuck and keeping us stuck and creating negativity and bad karma, if you will, is stored in the throat. Wake up to that and release it. Now, move into the middle of your brain. Feel the middle of your brain. Imagine it. Now, the base of the spine. The navel. Ma. The heart. She. The throat and the mouth. Va. The two eyes. The brain. Ya. Now move into the middle of your brain. Imagine a beam of light entering the spot between your two eyebrows, piercing that spot and going into the middle of your brain. It's a laser beam of golden light coming from outside of you. It's coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye. He's your spiritual guide, master, enlightened master, Siddha, master, teacher. One who has attained God consciousness and can put that consciousness into you. Can activate it. It's already within you. But can activate it to a level of your understanding of where you are at this point in time. And do what it needs to do to wake your body, mind, and soul up. So that you can be clear and steady in your mind and in your words, in your thoughts, in your actions, and choose with discernment and wisdom what is going to be good for you at this moment in time. All the rest can be dissolved away, released, let go of. So this beam of light is penetrating the spine to eyebrows. You feel some pressure, some heat maybe, some piercing sensation as it enters into the midbrain, activates the midbrain. You can even imagine a golden ball in the midbrain, if that helps, that's spinning. And as it spins, it radiates golden light energy throughout the brain and pours down the rest of the body like liquid gold. It's activating the sushumna, the thin tube of light that just pierced the chakras on the way up that we just activated. गुरुर् ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परब्रह्मा तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। Keep receiving the light, piercing the spot between your two eyebrows, which is the area of your pituitary gland. The beam continues to penetrate into the midbrain area, activates the midbrain, the pineal gland. The spine and the chakras are activated. The energy is radiating out from these points of activation as the negativity is being released. We'll call on the goddess Durga to carry it away, destroy it, dissolve it, however you want to see it leaving you, knowing it's gone. Imagine a red light, brilliant red, in your third eye. If you have trouble imagining, just imagine energy coming in. If you don't see light, feel something. If you don't feel the energy, then you know what kind of negativity is leaving you. That is energy as well. So be present to whatever is being shown or revealed to you that is just about to leave you. Memories of the past, memories of who you used to be, how you were up until this exact point, is released. If it no longer serves you, and then it gets empowered with high self-esteem, great feelings of accomplishment, success, love, support, unconditional love that you never have felt until this point. Courage, bravery. Energy, high energy, to do the things that you need to do. Receive that red light and that experience of energy surging within you, within the midbrain, and then radiating out to the rest of the body from head to toe. And we'll call on the goddess Durga, who removes dukkha, which means suffering and pain. Dum. Dum is the name, the bija, the seed for Durga. Feel it vibrating throughout the brain and the rest of the body parts, from head to toe. Dum. 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 feel the midbrain. Dum. Feel the energy radiating out to the rest of the body. Dum. Dum. Release what's no longer serving you. You don't want it anymore. Release it. Dum. 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 From head to toe, you're vibrating with red light and its energy. Now bring your awareness into the midbrain, imagining a blue light. This blue light has the ability to bring tremendous vitality, well-being, steady mind, a balanced state. Happy sense within you and in your life. Keep bringing that blue light awareness or that energy of all the things that it represents. Comfort, the ability to sustain, to be balanced, to be grateful, to be happy. To be able to manifest. That blue light represents Lord Vishnu, who will call upon to empower us with all those great qualities, that energy that will attract everything that brings happiness to our lives here on the earth plane. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. The blue light radiates out into the rest of our brain and the body from head to toe, with the vibrations of the sounds that will bring happiness to our lives through all the efforts that we're taking to do that. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Now imagine that blue light pouring into our third, from our third eye into our throat. So the blue light is pouring down into the throat area and even into the shoulders. This blue light is going to go a little bit darker to the point of almost being black, blue-black color, if you can imagine that, or just sense there's an energy that's pouring from the third eye area, the middle of your brain, into your throat and filling up the whole neck and shoulders area. And this blue light, this blue-black light, or dark, dark blue light, is the light of Shiva who drinks the poison, absorbs the poison in your life, the poisonous thoughts, the negativity. From all the steps you've taken till this point, all the mistakes are getting sucked up by this blue light. And we'll invoke the sounds that will absorb it even deeper so that you can move forward with greater ease and stability in the mind and steadfastness in your actions that you take. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. As the blue light goes deeper into the throat, you can clear your throat, can cough, can swallow, you can sneeze, you can do anything that it takes to get this stuff out of you, out of the throat, and release it to this vacuum cleaner that will suck up all the poison. The vacuum cleaner is the sounds and the blue light, dark, dark blue light. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Now this blue light is pouring through your head and all the sense organs, the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the tongue, the throat, to the whole brain. It's pouring down the rest of the body, swirling around and sucking up all that poison from head to toe. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tirinilakantam makaro sivaya namah. tirinilakantham makaro shivaya namah. Tirinilakantham makaro shivaya namah. Tirinilakantham makaro shivaya namah. Tirinilakantham makaro shivaya namah. From head to toe, and especially in the throat and in the shoulders and neck area, you're feeling lighter, more vibrant, with the vital life force. An optimistic outlook on the life moving forward. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Feel the peace. Take a moment for yourself to feel peace at the level of the body, the mind, and the soul. In the space around you, regardless of what it sounds like, or is going on, feel peace. Experience peace. Peace, peace. End the meditation. As you let go, express gratitude to yourself, your higher self, for making you to feel the release of everything up until this point that is no longer serving you. Make a prayer to Dr. Pillai of gratitude for activating all these divine energies within you and surrounding you, the goddess Durga. To destroy negativity. To comfort you as you are releasing it. To empower you with energy and intelligence and high self-esteem. To Ganesha for always removing those obstacles, no matter what they seem like to you. That's what he does. He just removes the obstacles. To Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, to help you to sustain a steady state in your mind and in all the steps you are taking to sustain your life and bring in more fulfilling, more rewarding energy and opportunities. As we move forward in this week ahead. So slowly come back to yourselves.